You're listening to The Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of July 28th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Followers of Tennessee state politics have a new name to focus on, Cameron Sexton. The Crossville Republican is set to replace Glenn Cassada as House Speaker after a vote by the House GOP caucus last week. Cassada has dominated headlines for months amid multiple scandals and is officially stepping down from the speakership this week. So, even though Sexton is the chairman of the House GOP caucus, he's relatively unknown outside of his district. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran is here to look into the lawmaker's history and what Tennesseans might expect as he steps into a crucial legislative role. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So, Cameron Sexton, he's been in the state house for 9 years, but some are likely just now hearing his name for the first time. His fellow Republicans, though, obviously thought enough of him to elect him House Speaker. Has he been ascending through the ranks recently?
Well, kind of. I mean, last year he was elected chairman of the House GOP caucus, which I think that role gave him a lot of exposure with fellow lawmakers. You know, part of his job is to facilitate caucus meeting, but also to make sure everyone is in the same boat and sharing the same message. So he has been very involved. But he was not the obvious pick at last week's caucus election. It took 4 rounds for him to win. And even in that last round, just 41 out of the 70 Republicans who were present voted for Sexton. So there's a significant number of lawmakers that didn't vote for him. And that division is something Sexton will have to deal with as speaker.
Well, you could really see some of those divisions play out during the school voucher vote in the last session. It came down to a single vote, and Cassada has come under increasing scrutiny for the tactics he allegedly used to get that bill passed. What does Sexton have to say about this?
He says that he won't be pressuring lawmakers. He says that he wants them to vote their values. Also, Jason, it's important to note that Sexton and Cassada didn't look eye to eye in many issues. Like you said, school vouchers is one. Sexton was one of the Republicans who voted against the law. During the House vote, Cassada talked to multiple Republicans and Democrats to try to convince them to vote for the law. And Sexton was not even one of them. So the way Sexton pitched himself to his colleagues was interesting. He really tried to make the case that he's different from Cassada without naming names. He says he's also doing away with other tactics used by Cassada. For example, he will not have a kill list system in place, something lawmakers say happened under the current speaker. This is a piece of paper with the bills that GOP leadership didn't want to move out of committee. They would allegedly tell the committee chairs about the bills and instruct them to kill the legislation. But Sexton says that's not going to happen under his speakership.
Well, what about staffing? You know, there were lots of issues earlier this year with members of Cassada's staff.
Sure. I mean, as you might remember, Cassada's chief of staff, Kate Cawthron, resigned amid a texting scandal and his admission of doing cocaine in his office at the legislative building. We also had a top aide who had a no-show job. We had a research analyst that allegedly served as a hall monitor to kind of spy on Republican and Democrats in the state house. And all of them resigned, and all of that was this past year. And honestly, that bothered a lot of the members. So Sexton was clear about his thoughts on this.
Those people who have left employment here will not be coming back if I'm your speaker. And there may be some who are here now who will not be here when I become speaker.
Sexton said this while he was making his speech to his fellow lawmakers, so you can imagine it was a bit tense and even awkward. I asked him more about that statement, and he says there are a lot of new hires, and he wants to make sure they have the skills to do the jobs they were hired to do.
Well, one controversy Sexton inherits is the ongoing issue around Waynesboro Representative David Byrd. He's accused of sexual misconduct dating back to his time as a high school basketball coach. A number of lawmakers, including some prominent Republicans, have suggested Byrd should step down, but he was really supported by Cassada. Does Sexton think Byrd should step down?
The short answer is no. Here's what Sexton had to say when reporters asked him if he thinks Byrd should resign or be expelled.
Whether or not he resigns is up to him. That's not up to us. That's his decision and his family's decision. I don't think he should be expelled.
There is a resolution that has been filed to kick Byrd out of the House. It was authored by Knoxville Democrat Gloria Johnson. And that's not the only issue Democrats are worried about. They described what happened during the school voucher vote as being essentially bribery. So Mike Stewart questions whether electing a new leader will actually fix anything.
How can the Republicans seriously look the people in the eye and say they can have a real leadership election before any of these scandals, are resolved.
So, as you could expect, Jason, the Democrats are already pushing back on the House's likely new leader.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez-Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. Find it at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.